Hello everyone. Welcome to this week's podcast. Thank you all for listening and subscribing. I'd like to say hello to all my listeners, with special mentions to Alexander, Ayaka-san, and my good friend Camilla in Brazil. They all gave constructive feedback to me on my podcast. That was very kind of them. Believe it or not, this is my 50th podcast on this platform. So, to celebrate, I'll have a look back at my podcast with some facts and figures. Plus, there will be a quiz later. All 50 podcasts are still available as far as I can tell. So if you haven't listened to all of them, you have at least 50 to listen to. I'm preparing this podcast on a sunny November afternoon. The rays of the late afternoon sun beam down onto my writing desk and notepad. It's very nice, but unfortunately, it will be dark in less than an hour. I'm actually recording the podcast today, Friday afternoon, the 18th of November. There's no sun, and it's becoming very cold and wintry. At least it's not raining like it has been the past few days. Okay, as I said, listen carefully, as there will be a quiz later. Reviewing my podcast records, I see that my podcast have been listened to nearly 500 times. I'm not quite there yet, but hope to be by the end of the year. The figure of 500 doesn't seem much compared to other podcasters, but it's more than I ever imagined. Looking back through the previous podcast, I noticed the most listened to podcast is from an episode from July 2021, and it was called Learning Japanese Through an App, a subject which I have covered extensively over the past year or so. I have listeners in 31 countries over many different parts of the continents, such as Asia, Europe, North, South and Central America, Africa and the Indian subcontinent. The most recent listeners are from Taiwan. So, hello everybody in Taiwan. Thank you very much for listening and subscribing. And I hope you are enjoying the podcast. My first episode on this platform was broadcast on the 13th of May 2021. The first six episodes related to my first 20 years experience of being a teacher, academic manager, deputy director of courses and director of studies in five different EFL schools. As you may know, I now work for myself as an online English instructor. Of course, if the situation suits my circumstances, I can sometimes do face-to-face teaching. You can always visit my website and email me if you need to improve or develop your English language skills. If you click on the link symbol under the podcast title, it will take you to my website. Click on the heading Contact, and it will take you to the appropriate page. As I said, if it wasn't for my listeners, I wouldn't make the podcast. So as long as I have listeners, I'll make podcast. Well, for the time being anyway. Listening back to the last week's podcast, I noticed how many times I used the word however. Far too many times. So apart from the mention in the previous sentence, I'll avoid that word in today's podcast, if I can. I often have ideas about podcast. Sometimes I write them down, sometimes I don't, which is not a very good idea because unfortunately means I forget the subject, I forget the idea. I try to keep on the subject of language learning or teaching, but sometimes digress to subjects that relate to the environment around my teaching career. That's why there are episodes about crows or squirrels. Sometimes I think listeners like to hear about traditional English food, such as big breakfast, fish and chips, and ice cream. Although the food may not be as traditional as we think, listen to the podcast to find out. With my first few podcasts, I had written scripts of 2 or 3 pages. And as that seemed to take up a lot of time, I made notes and worked off them. That seemed to work quite well. I now prepare the podcast by writing details in an A4 exercise book that my brother bought for me. I've drawn margins on each page. That's a line down the left-hand side. When I remember to do that, that is. That's something I haven't done since I was in primary school. Most exercise books these days have margins pre-printed in them already. Margins are useful for making notes. Margins are useful for making notes. Once I'm rereading or proofreading, I can make notes in the margins. When teaching higher level classes, they may need to write essays or reports, or to prepare writing for exams. It's quite a step up from writing secondary school or high school essays to writing university essays. It's a different set of language, really. So, when my students are writing their higher level essays, etc., and they're writing them for me, I ask them to use margins, or if they're using the computer or typing, to leave a space between the lines of the essay. This is what I used to ask them to do. This enabled me to insert comments, corrections, or constructive criticism. Of course, now on Word, there's a function called the insert comment. I find that very useful. And I believe the students do too. I like to use constructive criticism when giving feedback. It means when you're criticising, you give helpful advice as well. So I won't criticise anything in my students unless I can give them a tip or advice or point them in the right direction. As I say, I like to use constructive criticism when giving feedback. I did used to work with a boss that didn't believe in this. They decided there are only 2 types of criticism: positive criticism and negative criticism, especially negative criticism. As you can guess, they weren't a very nice person. We might have an episode on that one day. I think constructive criticism is very useful, especially when giving feedback as a teacher or teacher trainer. As a teacher trainer, you have to give brutally frank feedback to help develop the trainees. But it needs to be in a language that doesn't give the trainees the feeling they don't want to continue with the course, or makes them feel demoralised or demotivated. It has to be feedback that makes them aware of their errors and encourages them to overcome the errors and inspire them. When you're learning, mistakes will sometimes be made. It's all part of the learning process. You can't learn without making mistakes. After sometimes giving my teacher trainees some tough but fair feedback, I would worry about the effect on them. I was pleasantly surprised that in the end of course feedback, many students commented on how they appreciated my honest feedback on their lessons and how it had helped them to improve and develop their teaching skills and technique. That pleased me. Well, I've rambled on for long enough now. So, after a short musical interlude, we'll have a mini quiz. Hello again. Now here's 5 questions to see if you've been listening carefully to my podcast. Okay, as I said, 5 questions. I'll give you the questions first, give you some time to think about them, and then I will give you the answers after I've asked all the questions. Ready? Question number 1. I said that my podcast have been listened to 500 times. Is that true or false? Question number 2. Where are my most recent listeners from? Question number 3. How many different EFL schools have I worked in? Question number 4. What adjective do I use to describe breakfast? And finally, question number 5. What expression do I use near the end of the podcast, which means to talk a lot? Okay, let's have another break and then I'll give you the answers. Okay, here are the answers. Question number 1. I said that my podcast had been listened to 500 times. True or false? It's false. I said nearly 500 times. Question number 2. Where are my most recent listeners from? The answer was Taiwan. Question number 3. How many different EFL schools have I worked in? 5. Question number 4. What adjective do I use to describe breakfast? Big. I said big breakfast. And finally, question number 5. What expression do I use near the end of the podcast, which means to talk a lot? The answer is to ramble on. I said I've rambled on for long enough. To ramble on means to talk and talk, as you can probably guess. Okay, how did you do? All correct? Good? Not all correct? Never mind, it's only a bit of fun. Thank you all for listening and subscribing. Take care, keep safe and well, and I hope to speak to you all again soon. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.